Thursday morning, travel week, on the bike. So we've pumped up the bike because my boss's bike, the tyres were low. So there you go. There's the first lesson to learn, is always make sure your bike's in good order. Otherwise you won't be when you travel. I reckon we're going to take the easy route. I've copped out of this big time. I'm going to go down Egbeth Way, Egbeth, Otis Pool, lovely along the shore of the Mersey, taking in the breeze, and then the last bit will be slightly uphill as we go towards the tower. I reckon it's going to take us, what's the estimation? I'm going to go for an hour. Well, we've gone about a mile and a half, and we're bang down now on Otis Pool Promenade. What a delightful day it is down here. No problem with the traffic. Everybody gave us plenty of room so far. And now we're going to go along the whole length of Otis Pool. It's very, very windy, so this will be a real test of my balance, my skill. Can I have to say, it's the first time I've been on a bike in about 10 years. And my undercarriage is hurting me somewhat. But you know, I could actually see this as a form of exercise. And I actually heard on the television this morning that if you do cycle regularly, it could add up to 2 years onto your life. So I'd love to live to 54, that would be lovely. Just the one problem, a Toyota car came up behind me, gave me a little beep, to which I responded in the natural fashion you would do when someone doesn't realise that you're on a bike, although it's probably pretty apparent as well. Maybe you needed to go to the opticians, but apart from that, everybody's been very, very civil towards me, and it's been plain sailing. The only problem is your thighs getting used to riding a bike. They're absolutely burning. Absolutely burning. Well, our journey is very nearly completed. As you can hear, we're right in the thick of the traffic in town. We've ridden down literally all the way from the flats on the front of the Mersey for about 2.5 miles now, right in the thick of the rush hour traffic. And you have to say that I thought that everybody was quite courteous towards us, actually. The lorries pulled out quite wide. The one thing the big difference from suburbia coming into the main area of town itself, is that you can smell the emission, the fumes from the cars. And I have to say that would be a massive, massive negative for me. Didn't feel all that scared. I think the positives you get from actually exercising, from coming in for the first two-thirds of the journey, at the moment I'm thinking, I might change my mind when I get to the tower and collapse, is it outweighs the negatives, the sort of emissions from the cars, the smoke, and everything else, and it's very, very pleasant. So we're just going to make our way back on the bikes again, ride through Liverpool One area, get to the tower. We're not going to make it in time. I'm a bit disappointed, but we haven't really pushed out the boat. We've been cycling in a very leisurely fashion. It's now coming up to 4 minutes past 10, so it's been just, I would say, about an hour and 20 minutes actually getting here. An enjoyable experience. Would I do it again? The answer is a definite yes.